Well, off the record, on the QT, and very hush-hush, as Danny DeVito's character says in LA Confidential. But Australia's QT Hotel Group has no reason to keep anything hush-hush. They've carved out a sweet niche in the upscale hotel sector, where the concierge is director of chaos and fun is the order of the day, from funky designs to speakeasy bars. QT opened their newest property in Perth last week. Graham Kemlow spoke to Robert Marchetti, the Australian chef now living in New York, who is creative director of QT Perth.
I'm here in Perth with Robert Marchetti, who's creative director of QT, and Perth's QT Hotel has just opened in the centre of the city. Robert, welcome to Travel Writers Radio.
Thank you for having me.
It seems like we've spoken before, but Rob, tell me what you do as creative director.
As creative director of the QT Hotels, my job is to be a brand ambassador, to understand that are we on point, are we on message, and making sure that the food and beverage outlets particularly have a sense of fun and integrity about them.
Well, it is a fun hotel brand. Does that present any real challenges for you in coming up with new and exciting and fun things? Like, can you reinvent the wheel and still be fun?
Well, I think the fundamental thing is not to be gimmicky. I think fun's one thing and gimmicks are another. And we have integrity about everything we do, from, you know, whether we use free-range eggs and free-range animals throughout all our hotels when we're cooking our food, to making sure that everything that we do, from sustainable cooking to sustainable fish species, to having our rooftop gardens and our beehive program. For me, everything's about integrity. And I think QT's brand has always been fun. And yes, we don't take completely life that seriously, but we do take our clients seriously. We absolutely want to make sure that we deliver on our promises.
Mm. Now, I saw this hotel before it opened about 6 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And yes, it's the same bones, but it's really been spruced up magnificently, I have to say, by Jason, the GM, mm-hmm. and his team. How long have you been here, and at what stage do you actually walk into a property like this?
We've been working on this project for a couple of years, and I walked into this project about 3 months ago, and I was here 6 months ago as well, but I've been solid on the ground for the last 3 months. The whole team is, you know, there's a lot of people involved, so there's no one person, everybody has their kind of role. 3 months on the ground now, and I'll be here probably for another month. And it's really about just ironing out any little issues and kinks. And no matter how many projects I've done across the world, there's always something that you go, I could learn something from that. So we never come into these projects and go, everything, she'll be right, mate. You know, that typical Australian attitude. For us, it will be, have we curated this correctly? What's the experience like? And every city's different. The water tastes different, the air smells different, the food is different, recipes don't necessarily work the same way as they did in another city, the flowers different, lighting people are different, music and so forth. So for us, it's fundamental to be on the ground and understand the environment we're in.
Right. You were telling me earlier that you've taken a different approach to probably one of the most ordered products and room service, the BLT the club sandwich. What have you done?
Well, the club sandwich is one of those things where I guess the worst club sandwiches have always been my highlight of why I should change it. I never understood how a club sandwich needed to be on white bread that was cold with packet turkey, terrible cheese and cold fries. And I looked at it and I said, who invented this idea? And so if you actually go back, most of my work is always integral to my history and understanding of the Earl of Club, you know, the Earl of Sandwich. Why did anybody come up with this? Was this a kind of a meal and a piece of bread? So we decided to design, which we won 3-4 years ago, Gourmet Traveller Awards for Best Club Sandwich in Australia. I didn't know there was an award for it until I won it, but I'm very happy to take it. And we got beautiful artisan sourdough, free-range turkey, biodynamic eggs, a little bit of crispy pancetta, some lemon mayonnaise and some frisée, air-dried beetroot chips, quinoa loaf bread, and we made this incredible club sandwich. And in designed it in a beautiful bento box, black box, which is our room service tray. Because there's nothing worse, you know, when you're walking back to your hotel room late and you see all those leftover trays outside everybody's rooms and there's a ketchup and a melted cloche, you know, and it looks horrible. You leave this beautiful box outside your room, the staff come and collect it straight away. It looks elegant. But also, it was rethinking the simple things. Like, who came up with, why does a club sandwich have to be with this way? Who said it had to be on white bread? Who said it had to have really bad fries with it? So that's, I guess, the integral part of this story is really how we look at everything. Who said why? Who said all restaurants in hotels have to have buffets? Why do we do a la carte breakfasts in our restaurants in the hotel? Because we do it really well. And we think that's the future. And so we need to be on the cusp of always delivering something that most people have not thought about and always maintaining that integrity.
Mm. So you guys clearly are disruptors in the hotel industry, although that may be an old word now. Mm. You've been doing it for a while.
Yeah.
What is your target market? And is it the same as when you started, or do you redefine it every time you open a new hotel?
You know, it's funny. I have a small little boutique hotel in Scottsdale, Arizona, and it's tiny compared to what I deal with here. And everybody always asks, what's your target market? And I say, just people really want to be looked after. I don't think money necessarily delivers value. And so I can often see I stay in a $200 a night hotel and a $1,000 a night hotel, and sometimes I prefer the $200 a night hotel. So the audience here is broad. I definitely think there's a younger element to our hotels, but all our spaces are curated in a way that the public spaces throughout the hotel have different elements for quiet and work, rooftop jumping and you know, the music's great and you feel like you're on the back of a boat in Capri, to Santini Grill, which has got beautiful candles and a very large menu, and you can pretty much treat yourself to however you want to experience your night, through to our cafe that's fast paced and very great coffee and very simple and so forth. So for me, I just look after people. We don't look and say, we're aiming for 42-year-olds that are white collar workers and, you know, look like this. We just look and go, this is awesome. We think it's awesome. How do we deliver the best possible value? And that's really the value proposition of what we do. Is everybody's got their own interpretations of value. Some people think a $500 handbag's, you know, expensive. Some people think a $10,000 handbag's good value. So really it's for us making sure that we deliver on our promises. And I'd like the idea of, you know, under-marketing ourselves and over-delivering on our own. You know, we do a lot of marketing, but we also settle in after a while and then have these experiences explode when you walk in the door and you go, wow, didn't think of that.
Okay. Rob, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, what's the hotel in? Speaking with Nick Wood, who's the executive chef of the newly opened QT Perth. Welcome to Travel Writers Radio, Nick.
Thanks for having me.
It's a great pleasure to be here. I ate some of your food last night, which was just incredible. We had steak, we had pork from York, which we laughed about on our fork, and what else do we have? We just had a great night and some washed down with some lovely Pinot from Denmark here. So it was altogether a great night in Santini. Now, how long have you been with QT Group, Nick?
I've been with QT Group for about 5 years. I had a little break when I opened my own restaurant. Glad to be back with QT Perth.
Okay. And did you have a break because you just needed to blow the cobwebs out, or what was the story?
No, I was extremely homesick and needed to come back to WA.
So, right. Yeah. Okay. So is this what your expectations being met here at the new property in Perth? It's obviously the latest and greatest in the QT Group, but what about from a chef's point of view? How do you find it?
QT Perth and Santini Bar and Grill is just probably next level compared to some of the places around Perth. And yeah, it's blown my expectations.
Okay. So you've worked with Robert Marchetti before. Are you a good team, you guys?
Yeah, I've worked with Rob for about 5 years now. And we get along like a house on fire. I understand how he thinks and he understands how I work. So it's an amazing relationship we have.
Hmm. How many guys in the kitchen, Rob?
We have about 15 or 16 chefs in Santini. And then, about 25 throughout the hotel.
Okay. Now, obviously, you've got an interesting menu that you sort of read down the page. Can you just tell us a little bit about how that sort of menu concept came to be?
So, with Santini, we have a massive menu. We like having variety. So, it's a real feasting-style menu. We encourage people to order lots of little entree plates and share and feast among all the plates that are on the table. And then we have some other breakdown menus of pizza and some beautiful handmade pastas, and then we've got our grill, which we have some amazing steaks and seafood as well.
Mm. Yeah, the ribeye last night was fantastic. Three of us, you cut it in three for us, and first mouthful, it's different. What do you do to it that makes it taste so different?
Well, we try and source the best product from around Australia and WA. Our ribeyes come from Tasmania, Cape Grim, which is one of the best meats in the world. We just try and use restraint on all our products and let the product do the talking.
And I think it's been through the pizza oven, hasn't it?
No, it's been through the Lava Rock grill. We've got a beautiful Brazilian Lava Rock grill that is just an amazing piece of machinery.
So there's an immediate sort of smoky flavour that you notice is different. And I was talking, one of the girls who works here says she's not a meat lover, but she does like that particular cut of meat the way you do it.
Yeah, the Lava Rock grill gives it a really good smoky flavour and a really nice crust on the outside. And then, yeah, just cooking it the way everyone wants it and allowing the meat to rest and, yeah, ends up being the perfect piece of meat.
Hmm. Now, you're a sand groper from WA. What's your favourite food?
My favourite food, the West Australian seafood is just out of this world. We've got some of the best seafood in the world. Yes, the fish, the tuna, the snapper. You just can't beat it.
Hmm. So, fish and chips, for example. What sort of fish would you use for fish and chips?
Oh, you can't go past a good piece of Gold Band snapper from Fremantle.
Right. That's a deep sea snapper, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Yeah. What do you think of Spanish mackerel as a fish and chips product?
It's not bad at all. We don't get a lot of Spanish mackerel over this side of the country, but, yeah, it's a very good product.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you probably have to go up north to get it, I guess, Rob. What is the feedback you're getting from guests so far? Obviously, you know, you really haven't been open for a long time. You're having an official opening tonight. What sort of feedback are you getting from guests?
So far, we've had a really positive response from all our guests, and that's our aim is to make everyone leave the venues with a massive smile on their face.
Right. And anything you haven't been able to do?
Not yet, but I'm sure somebody will try and stump us.
Rob, thanks very much for being with us on Travel Writers Radio, and good luck here at QT Perth.
Thank you very much.
Excellent, mate. Thank you for that.
That's Graham Kemlow speaking at QT Perth with Nick Wood.
And Robert Marchetti.
Who, interestingly, will later this year have his own restaurant, Gran Tivoli, in New York's Little Italy.
Yeah, so you got two for one there.